Okay. Father God, we just praise you and we thank you, Lord, for exposing all of the deep, nefarious, evil deeds that these people that are running this country are trying to do. And we praise you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, for finding out who these people are, exposing them. And we praise you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that tonight we're going to have an awesome time praising you, Lord, for all that you have already done in our lives and this country's life, and for Trump, too. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that we're in a time now that is very precarious, I should say. And I thank you, Lord, that we don't have to worry about anything. We don't fear anything because you're with us, you're guiding us, and you're leading us, Lord. And we know that you're going to protect us and protect our families as well because we pray for them daily. We pray that shield of protection upon them. We know that when we pray that, ain't nobody or no thing can penetrate your shield upon them. And we praise you for that, Father. We thank you, Lord, that even those that we've prayed for that aren't looking at you right now, they will, because your promises are true. And we praise you and we thank you for the faith that you've given us to be bold about it and understand and call them what we want them to be by our confession. And we praise you for that, Father. Glory be to God. And I thank you, Lord, that we're in special times now. And that special times is what you're looking for to bring about this revival. And we praise you, Father, for this revival in Jesus' name. That people are going to be saved that we never even thought was possible to be saved. And we thank you for it, Father. Glory be to God. And we thank you, Lord, that tonight that you receive our praises to you, Father, because that's what it's going to be for, is praising you, Lord. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, thank you, Lord. We're just going to dance a jig here. But anyway, I wanted to tell you something. I sent some out, but they have found four surface-to-air missiles coming across the southern border at New Mexico for the specific purpose of shooting down Air Force One when Trump is on it. These things are made to go no higher than around 4,000 feet. So that's real low for that Air Force One. It go up to 36,000 feet. And so that means they try to shoot it upon takeoff or landing. Anyway, they found four of them, and we understand that the cartel was part of it. And we also understand that now, I just got a text from David, and they know who it was. They've gotten the information now. They know who it was. This happened Sunday. They hadn't heard a peep about it until today. So there's fixing to be a lot of people that are fixing to get in trouble, big trouble, treasonous trouble. And when you in the United States, when you have treason, you have hangings or firing squads. And when you go against a former president or one that's running for president, that's big time. Anyway, they know who it is. They've got all the information, it looks like. And you'll probably see something in the news the next few days or so about it. It's not in the mainstream news. The only thing that came out that I saw was a tweet by Trump. And he tweeted that this happened, that they were going to try to kill him with these surface-to-air missiles. And what's the matter, Missy? You look like you're in pain. Okay. All right. Okay.
Just briefly, I had this just brief little cramp in my foot, but it's gone. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yeah. We saw it hit you. Okay. But anyway, we prayed and we're going to continue praying for Trump and the people that are chasing these things down. And I'm going to tell you something. It's not the three letters agencies. It's just plain old Americans doing it. They've had enough of the CIA's, FBI and all of that, DOJ and all of that, from not doing anything and just holding back and not doing anything. They're taking things into their own hands, and now we're getting results. Praise God. So we have to pray for them too, because they're not protected unless it's by God. And Lord, we do. We lift up these men and women that are doing the groundwork that we hired these other people to do, but they're doing it because they see that there was nothing else that they weren't doing anything. And Father, we thank you for your protection upon them. We thank you, Father, for giving them the provisions that they need in order to keep this border clean of these kind of actions, and we praise you for it, Father. Glory be to God. Lord, there are people out there that have put their life on the line for this country and the people in this country. And I thank you, Father, that you've got your protection upon them as well. In Jesus' name, we ask, Lord, that you put your warrior angels round about them to protect them. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. All right, anybody else got a prayer request? Other than that, everything's cool. Let's see, I do want to pray for Larry Bowers, if y'all don't mind. Let's pray for Larry, and y'all believe with me. Father God, I just thank you that you have already answered our prayers for Larry, that he is, I just want to remind you, Lord, that he is healed, delivered, and set free from this infirmity and the pain that goes with him. And I praise you, Father, that Larry is healed, delivered, and he's going to be able to walk and give you the glory for this healing, because the doctor didn't do nothing but put pain in him. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that we're going to hear a wonderful testimony in the next few days of his complete healing in Jesus' name. Lord, that's what I believe. And I thank you for it, Father, because I know your word is true and your promises are good. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, anyone else we need to pray for? Lord, I lift up Trump to you, and I thank you, Father, for your angels round about him, too, and all of those that are portraying him also, that your shield of protection be around about them also. In Jesus' name, and all the people around him, Lord. And we thank you for it, Father, all the patriots around him. Lord, I ask that you do a mighty work in Trump, and I know that he's got a job to do here in a little bit. Well, he's already done it. And Lord, that as soon as he gets through that, we ask that you baptize him in the Holy Spirit and let him be a mighty man of God in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Bold as a lion. Meek as a lamb. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody else? Oh, one more. I thank you, Lord, that this baby Anna's carrying around is going to come out between now and Saturday in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. She's going to have a fine baby boy. I'm trying to think of a good name. They won't tell us the name yet. I think it's going to be. Yes. Well, I'm praying for Saturday because it's my daughter's birthday too, and I'll be able to remember that one. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody else want to pray? Or have a prayer request. Yeah, Missy.
I just want to praise and thank the Lord that this hurricane is not what they're saying it is. It's all puff and fluff, and it's all hogwash. It's all baloney, too. I thank you, Lord, that it is not what they're saying it is. Amen. We know that it's been destroyed, and it's all just
hogwash,
but there's another word I was trying to think. But anyway, we know it's destroyed. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father. It is dissipated. It has been dissipated.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Rain is all it's going to be. No big high winds, no thunderstorms, no torpedoes either. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. All right. You know, they said that thing was going to go up in Missouri. It had to take a sharp left to hit Missouri. But they can do it, I guess. Yeah, Teresa?
I guess I will go ask for prayer. I would like to have housing. I'm living in this camper, my son's old camper, because, you know, I'm waiting for my property to sell. And so with that money, my younger son and I were going to build a cabin for me here on his land. And so in the meantime, I'm living in this camper that is, you know, slowly falling apart. And so just prayer for adequate housing.
Okay, yeah, sure will. Give me just a minute. What is that? Look like a pan of mud. All right, let's look here. Let's see. All right, let's pray this. Let's pray this, Teresa. In the name of Jesus, I command that property of Teresa's to sell for top price up wherever she's from, in Kansas, not in Kansas, Idaho, or Iowa, one of them I countries, one of them I state. Yeah, Idaho. And Lord, we thank you that that house and property is going to sell for top price, top dollar. And we thank you, Father, it's going to sell before this month is out, in Jesus' name. And we ask and we pray, Father, that you do it for her. She is a child of yours, and we just believe it, Lord, and we thank you for it. And Lord, not only that, but it'll be enough money where they won't have to build it, that she'll get somebody to build it, and it'll build it fast, in Jesus' name, and it'll have all the amenities that she needs. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord, that not only is she going to have enough money to build the house, but she'll have enough to live on for a while, too. In Jesus' name. If she needs a vehicle, you'll have enough to do that. And we thank you, Father, for providing for her the things that she needs, in Jesus' name, to be comfortable, in the name of Jesus. And we praise you for it, Father. I believe it. Y'all believe it? Glory to God. It's done. It's done. I believe it. Debbie, smile. She didn't hear me. Debbie, you look like you lost your best friend.
Computer is just doing everything. It's taking it off and it's just freezing and crazy things.
No, it's not. It's done good in Jesus' name. We command that computer to line up with the Word of God and do right in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Amen, Brother Ben. Go ahead, Julie.
Amen. We just command the angels to go in there and clean up this mess that the devil's trying to play with on her computer, and
Amen.
She's not going to have any more issues with it, period. Amen.
Nope.
Thank you,
nope.
Lord. It's running brand spanking new.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank
you, Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. All right. Yeah, Julie.
Just a little testimony. I shared a couple of it with a couple of people yesterday when we met for that little prayer meeting we had. But yesterday morning. Anyhow, whatever. I was doing laundry and stuff, and I was trying to work and focus and concentrate. Well, I think the Amazon vehicle maybe backed up and tapped my neighbor's car. I don't know. Something set off the alarm on her car. And it kept going and going and going. It wasn't resetting. And I'm like, I can't listen to this. I looked out the window because it was like right underneath my bedroom. She was parked at. And I believe she's military, and I think she just had, she just leaves her car parked here while she's gone on whatever her deployment. And so it was just kept going, and I'm like, I'm not going to be able to focus and listen to this, and I'm not having it. And I was commanding it to be quiet, and it still was going off. And I commanded my angel. I said, would you go out there and turn that thing off for me? I can't think. I'm going to need to focus. He did it right just like that. It stopped.
Thank you, Jesus.
It stopped.
Glory be to God.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. The angels can do it all. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. They sure can. Glory to God. All right. Anyone else? Hey, Megan. That hurricane didn't hit down in Texas either. It hit over there in Florida.
Hello.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're right. What are the teenagers say now? Bad me or something like that.
My bad. Michael's bad. Bad. Yeah. My bad.
I don't receive that either. Jesus' name. Okay, y'all ready to listen to praise and worship? Amen. Boogie time. Okay, let's see if we can get her going here. Da da dee, da 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 da.
I can't hear it. I'm leaving comfort to chase your presence. That wind I felt before I want to feel. I'm not bound, not bound to boxes. Since the fire of the Holy Ghost got a hold of me, this wild I'm
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. And all my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. within the sky. Every knee will bow before him. Every tongue praise Adonai. To guide the night, you stir the sea to call the rolling waves, creation's master.
Is the current of Mighty will, put your hands together. Control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back, 'cause this means war. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back, 'cause this means war.
Cry out for you. ancient ruins, you are rebuilding a holy nation for your great name. Lord, you will rescue the lost and fallen. You are redeeming what we have broken for your great name. Beauty for ashes, the joy to face tomorrow. Heavenly melodies as silence turns to praise. We'll stand firm on the God of generations, all for the glory of the King. Lord, you're revealing what has been hidden. You're bringing healing and a new anointing for your great name. Beauty for ashes, the joy to face tomorrow. For the glory of the King. There is goodness everywhere you go, turning broken into beautiful, and your mercy like a river flows. It flows. All the stolen years will be restored. With the harvest we've been waiting for, and the house of God will overflow. Let it flow. And your mercy like a river flows. Let it flow. And all the stolen years will be restored. With the harvest we've been waiting for, and the house of God will overflow. Let it flow.
is a place where mercy reigns and never dies. There's a place where streams of grace flow deep and wide, where all the love I've ever found comes like a flood, comes flowing down. At the cross, at the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in all of you, I'm in.
Declare his praise. all things made by his decree. Hear creation's melody. Praise him, praise him. Everything with life and red, everywhere from east to west, every heart raised from the dead. Praise him, praise him. Angels echo the regret. Jesus' lamb for sinners slain. Name above all other names. Praise him, oh, praise his name. Oh, praise his name. Let all his wondrous works declare his praise. Oh, praise his name. Oh, praise his name. Let all his wondrous works declare his praise.
Just our voices.
Oh, praise the name of the Lord. My soul, Lord. Bless the Lord, oh your Holy Spirit here in us. Oh, how I love to sing your praises. One day with you would be enough. When I
Hey, that was the last one. I hope I got everybody. At least two of theirs, or one of them, or two, or whatever it was. I thought I got them all, but I think I missed one. Hey, which one did y'all like the best? I'll tell you which one I liked the best. After y'all tell me which one y'all liked the best.
It wasn't just one.
Well, I liked them all, but I liked one special one.
I know which one you like.
Well, I don't know.
I'll share mine. Okay. The one that really gets me going is Crowder and Oh My Soul Rejoice. I mean, they just jam on that instrumental. Yeah. And so is all the people, also all the people there, you know, just praising God. Oh My Soul Rejoice. And the angels are all singing with us. Sing with me, you heavenly host. And you know they are.
Yeah. Amen. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, Missy. I'll get you next, Debbie.
I have to say the Crowder one was my favorite, too.
Okay. That's two for Crowder. All right, Debbie.
I don't know the name of it, but the ones that are like heavenly angels singing. It was beautiful. Real colorful sky and just, well.
I don't remember which one that was.
It was beautiful.
One of the last ones?
No, it was more, fifth one or so. One.
Okay.
Very pretty. I just loved it.
Okay. All right. Let me see. I got them all down here, I think. What was the name of it?
I don't know.
Temple by Jeremy Riddle.
I don't know if that was it or not. I don't think so.
I'll tell you the one that I liked. I liked the one, Oh Praise the Name. I liked that one best of all. I guess that's the first time I heard that one. Mm. All right, Andrew, which one did you like, you and Ben? Oh, they're talking. Which one? What song do you like, Andrew? The best. All of them?
Which one do you like?
There was a few there I haven't heard, you know, before, but I liked all of them. I liked all of them. Sometimes I just like listening to the people who know how to sing really good voices and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of like calms you and stuff.
Yeah. What about you, Ben?
I'm always a fan of Crowder.
He's a go-getter, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I like the drums in that last one. Both drummers. They had two drummers. Yeah. Okay, I'm going down the line here. Teresa, who'd you like? She might not be able to hear me. Barbara, which one did you like the best?
I liked them all. I mean, they was all really good.
Yeah,
I liked the ones Debbie picked out. I don't think I ever heard those. Those are newer ones.
Which one was
it? There were a couple of them. Wait, let me look. Broken into Beautiful, and I think, I don't know, was it Heart and Flesh?
Heart and Flesh, yes. And then the very last one also.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was good too. The Joy of the Lord. I like that one. Yeah, The Joy of the Lord. Yeah, they were all good though.
Yeah. Amen. Okay, Joe, which one do you like best?
I'm not sure what his name is. It's, what the group is. It's a lady with glasses. She's got a brown shirt on, a brown dress on.
Sovereign God?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
The first one that they sang?
I think so, yeah. I think it's that one. I'll have a look now. I had it before. That's just a beautiful one now.
Okay. All right. Yes, Teresa.
Sorry, I was muted. They were, you know, all the songs were good, but my all-time favorite is The True Almighty God by Nikos Politis. Yeah. That's my all-time favorite.
Okay, I like that.
And there's actual other versions of it where he gives a testimony of the entire dream, what happened in the dream when the Archangel Michael started singing and all the other angels came up and joined him. And so it's pretty outstanding. So
what's the name of it?
But I haven't been able. Well, they're on YouTube and you have to search them out. And I've been trying to download them and I can't get them downloaded onto my phone.
Song from Heaven, I think is what it's called.
Oh, yeah.
With Nico and his wife.
Was that the one that the holy angels gave him the lyrics to? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
Greek,
that too.
Yeah.
The Greek church, yeah.
In fact, I have the 3-hour version on my phone here. I listen to it a lot.
Yeah, I need to listen to that.
What in the world is that? You see that? I had something splash across my screen. You better get out of here, devil. Jesus, thanks. Okay, Megan, which one do you like the best?
I like the last one, Joy of the Lord.
Yeah, me too. I like that one as well. Okay, that leaves you, Josie. Okay, good answer. All of the above. Julie, what was the name again? Joe asks.
The group of Sovereign God. It was, I think, the first one you played of that group, Michael. I don't know the name of the song, though.
I don't either. Whose was that?
You have your playlist. It'd be the playlist that you just played.
I have the links. Oh, well, I can go back on.
Be in your playlist.
Yeah, I can go back on. Look and see.
While you're doing that, Mike, I was going to say I found mine. It was the one, Temple. It was Temple. That was the one. That was a beautiful one.
I like that song too. It's kind of like a heartbeat. It just kept going.
It has a reverberation about it. It seemed like angels singing in the background.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, that's a neat song.
I've got
Solos for you.
Kim Walker, Boxes, Goodness of God, Jim Johnson, Adonai, Oh, the Deep Love of Jesus, Selah, Show Me Your Ways, Live, Oh Lord, My Rock and My Redeemer. Sovereign Grace music.
That's the one. Oh Lord, that's the one. Thank you, Michael.
Oh Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Prayers of the Saints Live.
Yeah. Thank
Six
you.
Years ago. Okay. All right. I'll have to star that one. my favorite, that Oh Praise the Name, that was a good one. That's the first time I'd heard that. I really like it. I was almost floating out of my chair.
It followed the other song that was about, Oh, praise his name too. Praising his name tonight. Praise your name, Lord, forever.
Yeah, amen. Oh, praise the name was the second one, and praise his name was the third. I mean, the first. Psalms 148. Yep, those were good. That was Joe's picks there, I think. Okay. Anything else? Yeah, Missy.
You think maybe I can try and share that version of Love Ran Red? Most people haven't heard it because it didn't play on radio and it didn't play on YouTube, except if you had bought the song or have a subscription to YouTube.
If you purchase the whole album, the deluxe album, this one, the deluxe album.
Right.
I heard that song years ago. I sang it at our fellowship in Illinois years ago.
There's an acoustic version of it with
go ahead and play it.
And let me see if you can give me share permissions. Hopefully I can get it to play on my phone. I know with my tablet. Thank you, Lord. Sound is going to work. Let's see here.
Amen. Let's see. It's all going to work.
Okay. Let's see here. Why is it not doing? I want to share screen. Okay. There we go. I hope I still have it on.
You didn't share.
I don't know what it's. I did go to that, and I don't know what it's doing now. Are you seeing anything?
I want to see you.
Come on. Help, Lord.
It went to a black screen for just a second, Missy, and then it came back to you.
Yeah, now you're sideways.
Let's try this again. I put the screen share. Screen. Then we'll have access to all the information that is visible on your screen or displayed. Okay, I know that. Start now. Thank you, Lord. It's going to work. Why is it? Let's see here. Help!
I don't know why it's not. Are you trying to do it on
your phone? Yeah, it's not letting me do it. I don't know.
I've never used it on your phone.
Let me see if I can go another way. Screen, camera, share. Come on, please, Lord. This version of it is so pretty. I don't know why it won't let me do it. What's wrong? Let's see here. Let me go down through here. Maybe I can find the particular app I want to share with. Oh, YouTube. Maybe that'll work. YouTube. Okay. Let's see here.
Hey, Missy.
Remind.
Why are you
just forget it.
I wanna relate something here.
Go ahead.
This is out of Progressive Intimacies. And this is let me get up here where y'all can hear me real good. This is from his deal on May the 24th, 2005. Blessed are those who hear and know the voice of their God. Blessed be those who are diligent to seek his very face and to adhere in perfect obedience unto his directions and to his commands. Blessed be those who do not hesitate to seek the counsel of their God and to find and to know the wisdom that I hold, which is the wisdom that I am. For those who seek out to know me, seek out to know wisdom, that they might gain understanding and attain unto wise counsel. What am I looking at here?
I'm finally able to figured it out. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, get her going.
Okay.
Can't hear it.
You can't hear it.
You got the audio turned off.
I don't know how.
On the YouTube. Looked like it was anyway. Go back to your volume where you had your volume.
And let's.
Your volume had a little mute thing. It was on the right hand side.
It was a pop up though.
Yeah.
Missy, where you got a shared screen? Did you have optimized sound?
Look, see that down at the bottom. Can't hear it. This one right here.
When you went to share screen, did you hit optimize sound? That little box?
No.
That's why we can't hear it.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't. Yep. Okay, now I'm it. Where was that? Help, Lord.
You're going to have to go back and come back in to share the deal because you got to get it
again.
Yeah.
Okay. How do I get back out again? Come on.
Quit. Yeah, quit it.
Trying to figure
out. Stop share. Stop
share. Oh, there he goes. Okay. Okay, come on. Pop back up here. Help, Lord. Why doesn't that want to pop back up again?
Well, hit your back button up at the top left-hand corner.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Now you're out. Now come back in. You can hit the button now. Be sure and hit your good audio thing button on the side before you do anything else.
Share audio. There.
Yeah. There you go.
Praise the Lord. Oh my Lord. Okay. Okay, go away. Okay. Let's get it back to the beginning here. Okay, here we go. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
There's a place where mercy reigns and never dies. There's a place where streams of grace all the love I've ever found comes like a flood, comes flowing down. At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in all of you, I'm in all of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I owe all to you, I owe all to you, Jesus. to a place where sin and shame are powerless. Where my heart has peace with God and forgiveness. Where all the like a flood comes flowing down. At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in all of you. I'm in all of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I owe to you. I owe.
Yeah, that was good.
Okay, now I can
get that off.
Gotta figure out how to get back out again. Thank you all for being patient with me.
You did it, Missy. You did it.
You did it.
Praise the Lord.
Finally,
praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, that song with just the softer music and the classical guitar, it's so worshipful. It's just so beautiful. I just love it. Praise you, Jesus.
Okay, and I want to go ahead and say this this word that's in this prophetic intimacies. Blessed are those who hear and know the voice of their God. Blessed be those who are diligent to seek his very face and to adhere in perfect obedience unto his directions and to his commands. Blessed be those who do not hesitate to seek the counsel of their God and to find and to know the wisdom that I hold, which is the wisdom that I am. For those who seek out to know me, seek out to know wisdom, that they might gain understanding and attain unto wise counsel. For wisdom has surely hewn out, H-E-W-N, out her seven pillars, and blessed are those who find, know, and understand them. Even as a pillar represents strength, so shall my children walk in the wisdom of my strength as they attain unto the revelation and understanding of the wisdom that I have made available unto them. For in this they shall walk out step by step, and the line on line, the path that my wisdom shall reveal unto them. finding the destiny and sole purpose that I have created them for. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he should instruct him? It is I alone who can give counsel and wisdom, even unto the faint of heart, that they might find their place of refuge in me. It is I alone who hold the key to the witty inventions that will prevail upon the earth, releasing unto my people the wisdom to transfer and to regain the wealth and the status that is needed to draw the nations unto me. The world will once again know that it is I, the Lord God Almighty, who gives unto my people power to get wealth that they might establish my covenant upon the earth once again. That's happening right now. They will once again know that the earth belongs to the Lord and all of the fullness therein. For the silver is surely mine, and the gold and all of the hidden and secret wealth of the earth, for it is I who created it. It is I who covenanted with my people and gave unto them the wealth of the earth that they might prosper, and that the world might see and behold that I alone am the God of heaven and of the earth. For who else can establish my covenant with my people except myself? And so I search for the few who will take hold of the reins and go forth to reestablish the inheritance of covenant wealth with me and with all those who would come into agreement with me for this establishment to gain souls for the expansion of my kingdom. This is not to be taken lightly. Many don't understand the immensity of this call and the level of mortification that must take place within the lives of my people who are called to walk in this arena. For I will not give unto my children that which would destroy them, but only that which they can handle and still retain the heart and mindset of giving all of the glory back to me, for it is mine, and that which I give I will often require of them, whether it be spiritual glory or the temporal glory of the earth's resources, all still come from and belongs unto me. And so I will entrust in this next season many with these natural resources who have given themselves over and unto me, that they might use these resources unto the expansion and the furtherance of my kingdom. For many souls hang within the balance, and those who have not been reached before, because they were not able to be reached before, shall in this season be called upon with opportunity to join into the eternal rest and joy of my kingdom without reservation. And many of those who have, up to until this point, used the temporal riches of this earth to lavish it upon themselves selfishly, will now unselfishly, lavishly give it back upon me and upon those who have need of it in order to more sufficiently expand my kingdom. They will hold nothing back from me, even as I have withheld nothing back from them. These will have the perspective of eternity and will live from day to day, knowing in full assurance that in blessing I will bless, and in multiplying I will multiply, giving of all of their substance unto the God who is the provider of all substance, great and small. So rest assured, my people, that the winds of the change of my spirit are now blowing across the earth to establish this, of place eternal security in me, that many have only held temporary in the things of this world. Time is surely hastening, and so shall the moving of my spirit hasten to bring closure in many areas, so that the new things of my spirit might be birthed within my people and upon the earth, that they might establish this covenant with me again. For the latter rain shall be even greater than the former, glory to God, and so shall the harvest of the end of the ages be greater than anything that the world has ever imagined, seen, or known. Selah. Glory be to God. Draw nigh unto God. That's what he's telling us. Draw nigh unto God and forget yourself Don't be selfish. That's what he's saying. He's saying give, and it'll be given back to you. Multiplied, as Swaggart said one time, multiplied multiplicity is given back to you. Praise God. And I know it because I've experienced it myself, as we all have at times. Thank you, Father, for your good word. Thank you, Father, that you are drawing us closer to you. And people holler, Lord, let me get close to you. He's asking you the same thing. Get close to me. That's his cry to us. Come closer to me. Come closer to me. It's up to us to get closer to him. He's already here. That's what he's looking for. He's looking for us. He's waiting on us to draw nigh unto him. Father, we praise you and we thank you, Lord, that you are drawing us closer to you. We are listening. We are seeing and we are discerning, Father God, and we thank you for it. We thank you for your gifts and your promises that you've given us. And the promises are to bring in the kingdom to this world. And we praise you, Father, that we are getting close. And we thank you for this anointing that's coming upon your people here shortly. And I praise you and I glorify you, Father, that everybody here, everybody within the sound of my voice, as they say, are drawing nigh and close to you, Lord, to hear your very voice, to lead us and guide us and direct us into the things that you would have us to do right now in Jesus' name. And I praise you and I glorify you, Father, in Jesus' name. Be with us. Give us a good night's sleep tonight if that's what we're fixing to do, or a good day's work. In Jesus' name. And Lord, just take that old selfish heart of us, of ours out and replace it with your heart of love. And we praise you for it, Father. Glory be to God. Amen. All right, saints. I ain't going to hit the wrong button now.